Thank you all. Beautiful song. We'll get to the message. I'll kind of tell you what you got in your hand. I don't know. I was talking to Joseph. I don't know if they so much as let them do this. You know how things change. Of course, it's been since Isaac was born. Since I was there, I went there three times. But I spent quite a bit of time finding ways to get in trouble. But also in Israel, I would always enjoy when we went to these sites. Sometimes the tour guide may be talking about something that I kind of already knew about historically about the place. I was constantly trying to kick up dirt and move dirt, dig around a little bit and find pieces of broken pottery. And it was always interesting to me to find them. I found several at Chorazin, and Jesus pronounced woe upon Chorazin. The city had been destroyed, and there was a lot of pottery, broken fragments. We went to Tel in Megiddo and probably found some really old broken pieces of pottery. One place I even found it was made floating around part of a handle. You can find some of them out here. You can tell it's kind of the lips of the bowl, and they were made. Just different pieces. And you see some different designs. Some are orange. Some of them have different lines put in them. And a lot of them were indicative of the era in which they were made or who made them. And so there's a lot of history. I don't know a whole lot about them other than I think they're cool that I have pottery that's 2,000 to 4,000 years of age from Israel. Okay? So that's about my extent of the knowledge. But it was something that was very common that they had in those days. And I went to the Navajo Indian Reservation about, I don't know, that's probably, I think Jill was maybe pregnant with Isaac at the time, if that tells you anything. And we were there and went up on one of the hills behind Brother Earl Hawthorne's church, and I found a bunch of pottery that one of the Indian tribes had made, and they had broken and found several pieces, which was neat. The Bible uses the image of making jars and pots and earthenware as an image of what he does in our life, often in the Scripture. And that's what we're going to look at tonight. If you have your Bibles, I invite you to Psalm 31, and just say a few words about this psalm. I'll wait in a few minutes and I'll say a few words. But if you look within this text, you're going to hear the psalmist cry out to God. It's a psalm of trust. He's like, hear me, deliver me, save me, lead me. These things are in here. One time he talks about pull me out. In other words, it's kind of rescue me. He talks about how he's redeemed me. And in verse 8, he talks about how he placed him in placed his feet in a large room. In other words, he set him, he's established him, and that was his cry to be established. Verse 9, the theme sort of changes from this trust in spite of everything. He's full reliance upon God, praying to him to deliver him. But in verse 9, he says, have mercy upon me, O Lord, for I am in trouble. Mine eye is consumed with grief, yea, my soul and my belly. For my life is spent with grief, my years with sighing. My strength faileth because of mine iniquity, and my bones are consumed. I was reproached among all my enemies, but especially among my neighbors, and a fear to mine acquaintance. They that did see me without fled from me. I am forgotten as a dead man, out of mind. I am like a broken vessel. Let us pray. Father, we thank you for the word of God, and I pray that you would use this message tonight to encourage everyone that's here. And God, may we be encouraged to the very fact that you still yet use the broken pieces of our lives. You can use us when we are shattered. God, I'm thankful that you're a God who's able to find a purpose for us when we're not perfect in the world's eyes. There still may be a perfect use for us in your plan. We thank you for all that you do. Thankful for the provision of salvation in Christ. In Jesus' name, amen. So I'm going to preach on God uses brokenness. An image that is very familiar in biblical times is that of the potter. and that of clay and earthen vessels. And Isaiah 45:9 says, woe unto him that striveth with his maker. Let the potsherd, and that's kind of what you're holding, that's the broken pieces of pottery called a potsherd, strive with the potsherds of the earth. Shall the clay, and that's what they're made from, clay, shall the clay say to him that fashioneth it, that would be the potter, what makest thou, or thy work he hath no hands. In other words, who are we as clay to argue with the potter, right? What he does in our life, and what he wills in our life, who are we to argue with him? Jeremiah 18, you may be familiar with this one. The word of the Lord came to Jeremiah. And here's what it's saying. Arise, go down to the potter's house, and there I will cause thee to hear my words. Verse 3, then I went down to the potter's house, and behold, he wrought a work on the wheels, and the vessel that he made was of clay, was marred in the hand of the potter. In other words, he was making a vessel. He's watching it. It looked like a good vessel. Nothing he could see wrong with it. But suddenly the potter said, enough, and he destroyed it in the process of making it. He marred it. God does that in our life sometimes when he is developing us. He just mars us in his hand because we're the clay and he is the potter. And the vessel that he made of clay was marred in the hand of the potter so that he made it again another vessel. Now why did he do it? He did it because of his liking. As it seemed good to the potter, he make it. The word of the Lord came to me saying, O house of Israel, cannot I do with you as this potter? Saith the Lord, behold, as the clay is in the potter's hand, so are ye in my hand, O house of Israel. There may have been times in your life you have felt like that vessel was on the potter's wheel, and you don't know why, but the potter knows. There was something in perfection, something he felt that wasn't right, something that displeased him, something that needed to be straightened out. Maybe he knew it would be weak, so he marred it, and he reshaped it, and remade it again. Those things would be thrown into the fire and they would come out as earthen vessels. They're easily made and often easily broken. And there are many verses that give us the hint as to the importance of earthen vessels in the Bible. It's all throughout the Word of God. We learn that God has power over the clay. The potter is the one who forms the vessel. So the image of the broken pots in Scripture speaks. Even broken, these pots can be useful. And we'll talk about that here just in a few moments. You see, God forms the vessel upon the clay. The vessel can, once it is put in the fire and turns into a pot, it turns into a bowl, a cup, it can easily be broken. And you know what? God can either restore the clay from the beginning when he's molding and shaping our lives, or there's times when we're broken that he can take the broken pieces and still yet use them for his glory. And if you're looking at these little pieces, you say they're unique. It's neat that I may have something I had 2,000, 4,000 years of age, but I don't see any purpose with these little broken pieces. And what testifies these little broken pieces that they're nearly indestructible. Once they're broken that small, think about it, they've lasted for thousands of years in that state. Once they were broken small. You see, the broken pieces of our lives can either be useful or they can be useless. Now, Isaiah 30 and 14, it says, he shall break it as the breaking of a potter's vessel that is broken into pieces. He shall not spare, so that there shall not be found in the bursting assured to take fire from the earth or to take water withal out of the pit. Said it is possible that God can break it and pulverize it. But you see what often it hints to right here is culturally what happened. Even broken pieces of pottery would be used to dig around in the fire and scrape up pieces of coal that a fire could be started somewhere else. Or they would take a broken piece of that pottery and they would use it in another fashion. And how would they do it? It said that they'd take water from with the pit. Often they would use it as a dipping instrument to bring water out of a pit to give someone a drink. A broken piece of pottery. Proverbs 26:23 says this, that burning lips and a wicked heart are like the potsherd covered with dross. You see, now, here's what I said. They can take these broken pieces, and what can absolutely happen with these broken pieces is this. It can either be useful or it can be useless. Period. And even this, and how can it be useless? Well, the Bible says in Proverbs 26:23 that burning lips and a wicked heart are like a potsherd covered with silver dross. They would take these broken pieces of pottery, and if they would boil the silver, they'd take the dross off the top of that silver as it melted. And you'd have that piece of pottery, and it looked like something covered in silver, like a big chunk of silver, something really valuable, but the silver that covered it was impure. There was nothing pure about it. It really held no real value. And so our lives can be something that's useful to others and useful to God, even if we're broken. But if our perspective is wrong, it can hold no value to anybody around us. Let me move on with this. The broken pieces could relieve pain, or they could inflict pain. Well, it's interesting. How many people here has been to Israel? I know there's a few. And sometimes you see this in Central America. People will build a fence, and up on like the lintel of the fence, you know what they do? They put broken pieces of glass in there. Right? You've seen that? They do that. And guess what they did in Bible times? They didn't have somebody that threw down L8 bottles that broke. And they want to keep somebody out, they build a fence, and upon the mortar up on top, you know what they put? Broken, jagged pieces of pottery. You wasn't too interested in climbing that fence. They didn't have razor wire, but they had an abundance of broken pottery that they would stick in there. And it could be used, and sometimes they were even put broken pieces of pottery. Broken pieces of clay were put in scourges that they whipped prisoners with at the end of those ferrules that come off the end of the whip. Why was that? Because it would tear into the flesh. So they could be used to inflict pain. But Job 2:8 says that Job, once he had boils from the top of his head to the bottom of his feet, that he took him a potsherd to scrape himself wherewith and sat down among the ashes. So they could be used to inflict pain, or they could be used to relieve pain. And you see, our lives often become broken pieces of pottery. So what are you doing with your life? And I'll say more about this. But throughout Israel and all the antiquity that you'll find, pottery is very much a part of everything that you'll study and you'll learn about. And look, I love looking at this old pottery. They were used as water pots. We talk about a vessel unto honor, vessel unto dishonor, different styles of water pots. One was where you put the dirty water. One is where you gave water to others. They were exactly the same. And the only difference was the intended purpose of the owner. That was it. One was all the time receiving. It wasn't giving anything. One was all the time receiving, but it was always giving. Think about that. What's your life? And so we find that they can be used as cups. Basically, it was ancient East Tupperware. Okay? It could be used as storage containers. It talks in the Bible about putting documents in pitchers or in vials. Sometimes they stored oil in these things. Anyway, but Psalm 31 tells us something interesting. David writes this psalm as a psalm of trust, and you can sum it up with the very last verse. Be of good courage, and he shall strengthen thine heart. All ye that hope in the Lord, all ye that trust in the Lord, be of good courage. He says several things. He begs God to deliver him in his distresses. I'm trusting you in this time. You're my stronghold. You're my rock. You're my defense. Lead me. Guide me. Deliver me. You hear all these things. He cries out to God in trust. And you come to verses 9 through 12. He talks about the difficulties of his life that he's experienced, that he's laid in trouble. He's been consumed with grief. My life is spent with grief in verse 10. And I've spent years in sighing, my strength, or in other words, his heart, his spirit has failed because of his own sin. And I feel like my bones are consumed within. I've been reproached by my enemies. And finally he says this, I am forgotten as a dead man and out of mind. Like nobody even remembers me. I'm like a broken vessel. So that vessel, once it was broken, it appears as though it had no use. Nothing more than a potsherd in your hand. That's what he felt like. He felt like his life had become something that was useless. I want to tell you tonight, if you live long enough, you're going to feel this way sometimes. If you experience enough in life, enough heartache, you're going to feel like a broken vessel and shattered into many pieces, whether it's been broken by the cares of this life and whether it's been broken through the adversities of this life. That's what you feel like. You feel like that there is no more use. But I want you to understand that when a broken piece was there on the ground, whether this pottery was broken accidentally or intentionally, even those pieces were not discarded or thrown away. You know why? Because people had a use for them. And I want to say to you, when your life feels like it's been shattered and it's laying in many pieces, there's still a use for your life. There's still a purpose for the many broken pieces of your life. And you say, well, how is that? Well, these broken pieces called potsherd, you know what they would often do with them? They would take these pieces instead of using expensive papyrus, however you want to say it, that they would write, even much of the Bible was written on. Instead of writing notes on them, you know what they would do? They would take these broken pieces of pottery and they would write on these broken pieces of pottery. You say, well, who in the world would do that? I couldn't tell you how many times you've been outside working, you grabbed a 2x4 or 2x6 and you wrote down your list from Lowe's on. Amen. You know what I'm talking about? You do it. You put it down. Why? Because you want to remember and it's written and you didn't want to waste paper or you just convenient. It was so convenient that it was there, but yet it had a purpose. And so let me say to you, God can take the broken experiences of your life, the broken pieces of your life, and you know what you can be? You can be a message to someone else to remind them of something. You can be a message to someone else to encourage them. You can be a message to someone else that they might have hope. You see, that's what God can do with your broken pieces. Let me tell you another thing they did. They took all these broken pieces and laid them out in a pathway in the pieces of pottery. And obviously they didn't leave them up jagged, right? But they would lay them down flat and they would put them to mortar. And you know what they do? It'd make a pathway for someone to walk on, to keep them out of the mud and make sure that they didn't slip and they wouldn't slide. And so when you're broken pieces, let me tell you what you can do with your life. It can be a guide for someone else. Sometimes when our life gets broken, you know what it is? Other people will seek us out because they understand that we know what we need to do in this situation because we've been there. Thirdly, let me tell you, when they become cracked or a wall become cracked, think about this. I sent this to devotion to my boys this week. And you know what? Isaac said, Dad, you know when we hit that garage and the wall's cracked? We could use some broken pottery to fill the holes. Right? Smart aleck. That was kind of funny. That tells me he's my boy thinking like me, right? But when a wall become cracked, what they would do is use these broken pieces of pottery, put them in there, and either put stucco on them or put mortar over them to fill the gaps that was in there. See, the broken pieces of our life can help fill the gaps in other people's lives. We can be a blessing even though we're broken. They may need someone to be an instrument that can mend the holes and the gaps in their life. And it may enable you to stand in the gap of their life. Let me move on with this. The Lord, He uses the broken pieces in our life to help those that hurt. If Job took those broken pieces of pottery and he began to scrape those bowls and push out that putrid infection that was from the bowls out, and he would push them out and scrape himself, let me tell you what we can do. We can help relieve people that's hurting by our broken pieces. And so, move on with this. And on that, they would use these broken pieces to dip water from. They would take that broken vessel and use it like a spoon or a small cup to dip water. Who would they do this for? Children. They'd do it for the sick. They'd do it for somebody who was passing by. They would leave it there for someone that near a well or by a water hole, that they may be able to get a drink. They would leave it there in that spot. Maybe it was someone that was injured in battle, but it was there to relieve someone. And you know what? Your broken pieces, your life when it is broken, it may very well be that way, that you may be able to refresh someone else in their time of struggle, in their time of need. And you say, well, Brother Grant, what would you say? Well, I'd say this, 2 Corinthians chapter 1, verses 3 through 4. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of mercies, the God of all comfort, who comfort us in our tribulation, that we may be able to comfort them which are in any trouble by the comfort wherewith we ourselves are comforted of God. God comforts us in our brokenness, that through our brokenness we may comfort other people. The broken pot shirts, these are smaller than some. There's a bigger one going around. Some of them are bigger, some of them smaller. It doesn't matter. God can use the broken pieces of your life in someone else's need. So what's the bottom line? You may be at a point where you feel like you're a broken vessel. I want you to remember that God can use the brokenness of your life and use it for something beautiful. You say, but I thought my life would be different. Well, let me express it to you by an old song. They used to sing this at Kidder. And I'm sure some of you heard it. But it's called Pick Up the Broken Pieces. Have you failed in life's shadows to accomplish your plan? Is your heart heavy laden? Do you fear the Lord's command? Do you feel that no one loves you and that there's no use to try? Just bring your cares to Jesus and your soul He'll satisfy. You may feel that there's no hope. Broken hearts just cannot mend. Though you're torn in many pieces, Christ can make you whole again. Storms of doubt blow all directions, but do not be afraid. God can make all corrections. He made a body out of clay. Pick up the broken pieces and bring them to the Lord. Pick up the broken pieces, trust in His holy word. He'll put you back together and make your life complete. Just place the broken pieces at the Savior's feet. And so tonight I want to say, if you're here and you feel like you're broken, God has a purpose for your brokenness. And what you need to do is bring them to the Lord, because God can use your brokenness to be a minister to others. Our Father, I thank You for the Word of God and the encouragement found in Scripture. I pray, God, that You would use this, and may we ever be reminded when we feel shattered, when we feel dashed and broken, that You can even use the broken pieces. But what's even more glorious, God, as the potter, there's not a vessel that You can't remake. There's not a vessel that You can't reshape. There's not a vessel that You can't heal. So, Father, I pray tonight, if anyone is feeling defeated, anyone feels overwhelmed and so many problems in life, they feel like they'll never be able to get up again, I pray tonight they'll see that You can use them during this time. You can restore them. You can find a usefulness in their life. But they've got to bring it to You. I pray You bless this invitation. In Jesus' name, amen.